You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New polling shows that most New Zealanders support changing the country's drug laws to remove criminal penalties and instead offer education, treatment and other health-based approaches. To hear more about the research and what it could mean for New Zealand's drug laws in the future, I spoke to Sarah Helm, Chief Executive of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, and started by asking what this research told us about New Zealand's opinions on drug legislation.
Yeah, look, what it demonstrates is that there are a vast majority of New Zealanders, almost 70%, that understand that our current approach isn't working. They support replacing the 1975 very outdated Misuse of Drugs Act with a health-based approach.
Given that there is strong public support for a health-based approach to drugs and not a criminal approach, what would a health-based approach to drugs in New Zealand look like?
Yeah, so I think two of the key things I'd point to is moving away from criminalising people who are using drugs. I think we all know that that gets in the way of people having honest conversations with their loved ones about their use, seeking help, even during the current crisis situation we have in the wider upper, coming forward and having a conversation or checking out what people might have. So it literally gets in the way. The other is just reorienting the thinking, the spending, the approach. So we currently spend four times as much on criminalising people as we do on treatment and harm reduction. Harm reduction in particular is impoverished part of the health sector. So we really need to shift our resource, shift our way of working with people and shift our attitudes.
What have we seen in countries that have adopted a health-based approach? Are more people doing drugs, less people doing drugs? What patterns are we seeing?
Yeah, I think one of the concerns sometimes the public still have is that maybe it will result in more use, because we've been told that convictions or just banning things and penalising people will stop them from using. In fact, that is not the case. And where we've moved away from penalties, you haven't seen an increase in use. What you have seen is a decrease in harms. And we actually have got a mini version of it, if you like, happening in New Zealand. Very progressive piece of work called Te Aro Oranga in Northland, working on one of our most problematic drugs, methamphetamine, has been incredibly effective and has made huge inroads up there. It's a massive collaboration between police, health, community, the iwi health provider there, doing fantastic work to prevent, provide rapid access to treatment, do a whole bunch of really innovative things to reduce methamphetamine harm.
We had the cannabis referendum less than 2 years ago where the majority of people voted against legalising it. Has something changed since then that's shifted the perspective, or was the referendum not really an indicator of New Zealanders' wider opinion of drug laws?
Yeah, I think two things. I mean, I think we did incredibly well with that referendum, and it's a shame it didn't get across the line. But it was a very specific proposal, and we know that some people, as many as half of the people who voted no, didn't really agree with the specific proposal or didn't want to go quite as far as that proposal went. So it's quite a detailed thing to put to the population to vote on, and quite a specific thing. We also have seen things shift since then. So around the world, as close to home as parts of Australia, ACT, Canada, our friends in all kinds of parts of the world. In fact, Rarotonga is having a cannabis referendum in a couple of months. Are changing the way that they're doing things, and increasingly the expectation will be that we have a different approach here as well, and to borrow from the best things. You know, we've had a decriminalised health-based approach of sorts in Portugal for decades now and doing pretty well. So, you know, the evidence is there for it, whereas evidence for our current approach isn't there. We've been trying it for almost 50 years now and it's failing. The other thing that we have had in place is drug checking, and I think that that has been an incredible lesson for the public in the benefits of taking a health-based approach and preventing harm to yourselves, to loved ones, to people we all care about.
Do New Zealand's lawmaking bodies have the political will or the appetite to make these kinds of changes?
Look, I think that we have a real problem here, and that we work with MPs from across the House, from different parties, who completely understand this issue and understand that our current drug laws are failing people. But it's been used as a political football all these years, and therefore it becomes dangerous territory for a politician to be brave and do something different. We're calling for all political leaders across the House to act in the interests of the public and put aside this and work towards an evidence-based drug policy in New Zealand. And they've shown that they can. Te Ara Oranga. That amazing program in, up north was started by the national government, the last one, continued by this current Labor government, and has support of some of the minor parties. So, you know, it is possible.
And just moving on, last night there was an alert put out about a misrepresented white powder in the Wairarapa region, as you mentioned before. What can you tell us about that?
Look, we're really concerned about it. We've been worried for a while about the possibility of a fentanyl outbreak adulterating the New Zealand drug supply. We've seen in North America in particular, but also Europe, lots of people overdose and get addicted. So we had 80,000 last year and 60,000 in the US alone die from fentanyl. So what we've picked up in the Wairarapa is a white powder being sold, we think, as both cocaine and methamphetamine to different groups, and it being testing here in my office yesterday by Know Your Stuff and High Alert and ourselves, testing as fentanyl. So we're really worried about that because you can rapidly overdose from fentanyl, and so we're really trying very hard to work out whether it's gone any further and hoping like heck that is the extent of it. It's a miracle that no one has died.
The government can't regulate an illegal market, so would a health-based approach to drugs prevent things like this from happening?
Certainly give us more tools to do the job we need to do. So you're never going to completely prevent drugs, and I think that's the misinformation we've been told. But what we can do is prevent the worst things from happening and try and encourage people towards less harmful things from being used or from being happening to them. And in this particular case, it is the product of our drug laws. You know, people thought they'd purchase something else, albeit cocaine and methamphetamine aren't very good for you, but they're not going to cause rapid overdose like this. And instead, they've ended up with something that does and is incredibly dangerous. So this is a product of our broken drug laws, yes.
With this drug in circulation, how can people make sure they're using safely?
Well, one thing we're urging people in the Wairarapa in particular, the Wellington region in particular at this point, if we hear about more, we'll be talking to you again, but urging people to use something called a fentanyl test strip. And so we're urging people down here to purchase those from the hemp store. I'm saying down here because it's a bit like the COVID situation. You don't want people rushing out who don't need it right now because we have a limited stock of the blinging things in the country. So we're just literally ordering some more right now. But fentanyl test strips, so they can pick them up from the needle exchange here in Wellington, in the Wairarapa. I've just sent some over, and they can purchase them on the hemp store. And that allows you to test whether or not fentanyl is the drug that you have. We've also posted some stuff. We have a social media, Instagram, Facebook website called The Level. The Level has advice on how to use a fentanyl test strip.
That was Sarah Helm, Chief Executive of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, talking to me about New Zealanders supporting the replacement of the country's Misuse of Drugs Act with a health-based approach, as well as last night's alert that fentanyl has been found in drugs in the Wairarapa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.